You need to know how they learn Japanese. How do they learn Japanese? Because they don't know this, but they are at the cutting edge of all language learning. Because Japanese is so freaking hard to learn. If you name any aspect, any part of learning a language, Japanese is hard on that thing. I guarantee you, any aspect you could give me. Oh, the grammar. Yeah, like SVO, or is that right? SOV. Yeah, I don't even know. SOV grammar. Okay. The writing, hardest ever. Hardest writing system that exists. Probably, or at least close to it. The pronunciation's easy. Is it? Can you say food? Can you say food? Can you get pitch accent right? No, right? You thought it was easy? You're wrong. If it was easy, nobody would have an accent when they spoke it, but everybody does. So, you need to know how people are learning this language, because it is the hardest. Enthusiastic about what they're doing. The Chinese guys, you know, you think, oh, their language is hard. It is, but they don't care how hard it is. They're Confucian in their ideologies, which is why they're learning this, I guess. I don't know what that makes sense. But yeah, they're somewhat Confucian, right? Oh yes, it's hard, but this is my duty, and it is what it is, and I'll just figure it out. Rather than Japanese, and they're like, oh, I want to be like a Japanese person. I want to be like an anime. Right? So they're very enthusiastic. And they're always figuring stuff out. Like, they figured out Anki first. They figured out that Anki sucks first. They figured out A-Jet. There's no A-Rat. There's no all Russian all the time. No. It's just A-Jet. So you need to know how to walk through a bunch of bushes in the freaking woods and get cut up by them, which is really annoying. So you can stand up here and be like, ooh, wow, I'm high up. Look how high I am. I'm so freaking high right now. I'm so freaking high. Okay. I'm as high as it gets. Well, I'm as high as I'm going. I could get higher, but I'm not going to. But yeah, very nice clouds today. You need to know what they're doing. You can also know how the polyglot GigaChads learn their European languages. That's good too, but when you go to learn Japanese because you think it's your thing, you think you're good, it's not gonna work. But if you know how they learn Japanese, it'll work for anything, right? And you can even cut stuff out. You can go, this Anki stuff, I don't know, I'm learning a language that doesn't have this problem. So it doesn't have kanji, right? So I don't need that. And so you can throw that away. It's great. So you can, they got it all figured out, and then you can just start throwing stuff away. I don't gotta do this, I don't gotta do that. You need to know how they learn Japanese. Otherwise, you're just gonna be a mediocre. You know, are you just gonna learn romance languages your whole life, man? That's fine, but just learn Latin and just forget about it, or whatever. I'm just joking, but what's the deal with just learning a bunch of languages in the same family and being an alleged polyglot GigaChad? If you want to be a real polyglot GigaChad, you've got to learn the most disparate families possible in order to have the hardest possible lot. So learn how to learn Japanese first.